Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today, I'm delighted to be joined by Bill Giard, Principal Engineer of the Data Center Group at Intel and CTO of Digital Transformation and Scale Solutions. Welcome to the program, Bill. It's a pleasure to have you.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Allison.
So, Bill, why don't we just get started since you've never been on Chip Chat with you giving us a little bit of background about yourself and your role within Intel's Data Center Group?
Sure. So over 20 years, started my career really driving and designing enterprise solutions in our IT organization. Spent the last several years bringing that enterprise knowledge to our data center group to help organizations modernize and drive digital transformations within their own group. And so my role within DCG really is setting and defining our product and solution architecture to help our Xeon product roadmap as well as our overall solution optimizations for products that we bring to market with Intel and our partners.
Now, obviously, IT requirements change over time, and what IT organizations are trying to do to drive their business forward with technology has evolved. Where do you think most IT organizations are today in terms of what they're trying to get out of their technology to fuel their business and where they see differentiated opportunity with technology?
So many organizations really are going through a transformation within their own business, trying to optimize not only their infrastructure, but their applications and softwares to really be more agile and responsive to what the business needs. And so many times on that journey, those organizations are really reimagining what they're doing from a consumer experience perspective, how they're investing in technology and partners to really compete more effectively in ever-changing digital economy.
And when you look at the opportunity for the industry to drive new types of solutions, where are the areas that you're most excited about in terms of that innovation?
Probably from a investment perspective with respect to the way they approach solutions deployment, both within their own data centers or in the public cloud, and really the blending and merging and recognition that it really is a hybrid multi-cloud world now, and organizations are getting the benefit of cloud technologies deployed within their own data centers or at the edge, and just the partnerships that's happening across the various different partners and ecosystem to drive and improve responsive deployments. It used to be that IT organizations were very slow and methodical in many cases. We were, rigid. And what I'm most excited about is just the pace in which we see organizations deploying new technologies and capabilities wherever they need it, whether it's in their own data center at the edge and just the advancements that happen to help them be more effective. And the work that we're doing at Intel to really help them get there and driving those kind of new infrastructure solution deployment and software capabilities integrated with those.
One of the things that we hear from customers is the desire to run their business within a multi-cloud environment and utilize best-in-breed clouds for different types of service delivery, both on-prem for some services and with their preferred providers with others. What does that mean from a underlying infrastructure standpoint in terms of what we need to be driving across that customer domain with cloud service providers and what they offer enterprise customers and within on-prem solutions offerings from a standpoint of infrastructure?
Well, it really means that organizations are needing to deploy a flexible infrastructure, integrating large-scale databases with really modern application web-based infrastructures, and driving infrastructure investment that helps them respond in a much more fast and scalable way. The times in which we had very purpose-built siloed infrastructures are quickly fading, and organizations are driving more towards hyper-converged and being able to move their workloads from on-premise to public cloud and then back again, and then integrate that kind of seamlessly.
Now, obviously, Intel had a recent data-centric launch. We introduced our second generation of Xeon scalable processors with new acceleration for different types of workloads. We introduced 7 new products. We introduced a number of select solutions. Now, we announced a particular solution with Lockheed Martin that got a lot of attention in terms of taking data center security forward. Can you talk to me about that?
Oh, yeah. Security really is front and center in responding to new cyber threats. The cyber threats are getting ever increasingly more complex. It used to be that perimeter-based controls, you know, billing from the firewall and defense in depth going from the outside in, helped most organizations kind of keep pace. But it's clear that the work that we have to do to stay ahead of those security threats and the complexity that's happening in the environment from software-based attacks that try to really penetrate down into the hardware, the work that we've done with Lockheed Martin and our OEM partners really center on building in a foundation of trust from boot time to time you power on the system, integrated through runtime, and bringing those long history that we have at Intel as well as what Lockheed Martin has for securing those critical mission infrastructure. There's really two parts of the coin with respect to security. You certainly have to bring things like cryptographic isolation and integrated hardware root of trust, which we've done in a number of our partners, but also bring that all the way up to the stack such that you can add quality of service, deterministic runtime, such that you know you can respond to both security and performance kind of at the same time, and bring those together in a way that end users can consume, our customers through our partner ecosystem. And really making sure that we're doing that in a way that can be easily enabled and bring really full stack security solutions for our customers.
That's really exciting. And I can't wait to see where the industry goes with the solution. We did deliver it as a select solution as part of our portfolio there. Can't wait to see the early systems arriving in market to drive deployments with enterprise customers. Before you go, I did want to ask you about one other collaboration that came out after the data-centric launch, and that is the announcement with Google on the delivery of a reference design through the Select Solutions Program for hybrid cloud. Tell me about what we're doing with Anthos and how this fits into your broader strategy to enable enterprises with multi-cloud.
Yeah, the announcement with Google is quite exciting as we're seeing many years of work of bringing cloud and container technologies to our customer workloads and cloud services platform and enabling software deployments across multiple cloud providers and bringing those Google capabilities to our customer data centers and ready to deploy OEM select solutions. And it's quite exciting to see just that the pace in which we're bringing and integrating those partners across various different deployments. You know, that's definitely one that will grow and increase our ability and our partners' ability to respond to their business needs.
Bill, thank you so much for being on the program today. It was a real pleasure. One final question for you. If folks want to find out more about the technology that we talked about today and engage with the Intel team to learn more about the solutions we're delivering in market with our partners, where would you send them for more information?
I would go to intel.com/be-ready. Or intel.com/Xeon Scalable. And those are two great locations to go start at.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for being on the program today, Bill. It was a real delight to have you on.
Well, thank you for having me, Allison. I really appreciate it.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/ChipChat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/BigData, intel.com/Cloud, and intel.com/DataCenterOptimization.